Good morning. God bless you, everyone. Thank you by being here today with a new live streaming. Today, we're going to be talking about the book of Matthew, chapter 9, verse 14 to 17, which talk about Jesus is questioning about fasting. And last weekend, we were talking about when we do fasting, we do it only for God. And we're talking about when we do fasting, we don't need to be showing other people, showing the man, we don't have to, to be telling the people we're doing fasting, and we were giving a sample of the people on the moment that Jesus was living, and it was a practice that we're doing it, but we're doing it because to be consecrated to God. We're doing it, because to show the people that we're doing it. And we're gonna we looking something where we can have a proof of the text of the last weekend. So we go to the Bible, the book of Matthew, chapter 9, verse 14 to 17, says, that the disciples of John came to him saying, "Why do we end up Pharisees fast often, but your disciples don't fast?" The verse 15 says, and Jesus said to them, "Can the friends of the bridegroom mourn as long as a bridegroom is being with them? But the days will come when the bridegroom will be taken away from them, and then they will fast. No one puts a piece of unshrunk cloth on the old garment, for the patch pulled away from the garment, and the tear is made worse. Nor do you put new wine into old wineskins, or else the wineskins break. The wine is spilled, and the wineskins are rent. But they put new wine into new wineskins, and both are preserved." I'm sorry about the this word. It's very tough for me to say. Wineskins. That's the word. Wineskins. And we go to the Bible. The Bible says the disciples of John, and some people were coming to Jesus. They came to Jesus asking, why your disciples they don't fast often as we and the Pharisees do it? And that's the question, trying to confront Jesus why they were not doing it. And the answer Jesus was a very easy question. It says can the friends of the bridegroom mourns as long as the bridegroom is with them? And they're talking about mostly about they were so happy. They were next to God. They were next to the Son of God. They were next to the people, the person who was going to bring them to new life. So why they need to be fasting for? But in the verse 16, and then I continue the verse 15 says, "But the days will come when the bridegroom will be taken away from them, and then they will fast." And what he's talking about? He's talking about that God was here in place, in person. He was here walking with them, having time with them. And they didn't need it to be fasting, but one day, he was going to be taken away. And then there need to be fast. And why need to be fast? Because the faith need to be, keep continue. We need to keep strong as it was before. And that's why we need to be fasting. We fast for two reasons. We fast to be able to support, to be able to keep it strong when we, when we won't be able to do something we don't have to do. And at the same time, we are depending on God when we do fasting, because we, we don't eat, we don't drink anything, into for a partial time, for one day or 2 days. Sometimes some people fast for 2 hours a day, start in the morning, 6 of the morning, they, finish the fasting of the day, around 6 o'clock, 12 hours straight. But on those 12 hours, they don't eat anything, they don't drink anything at all. So that's a very tough, but so there are other kinds of fasting, but I don't want to talk about those. I just want to talk about the main focus when Jesus is questioning about the fasting. But the verse 16 says something very very deep about, it said no one pulls a piece of unshrunk cloth on our old garment, for the patch pulls away from the garment. And what it's talking about? It's talking about like we cannot put like a something new in something old. Or we cannot try to fix something like it's broken and the cloth or this thing is broken like it's too old and put something new on it. And that's kind of like a makes sense. And we need to have our clothes, you know, it's like it's broken or something, we're trying to fix it. Or we got, if we have a hole on it, we cannot, and that clothes, let's say the t-shirt is very old and like it's, you know, start like broken. We cannot put like something new on it because when you start like fixing it, you know, it's gonna pull away and it's gonna make a bigger the hole. That's why talking about, so like, and for the garment patch pull away from the garment, and the tear is made worse. And the verse 17 says, nor do you put the new wine into old wineskins, or else the wineskins break. And something we need to, if we go to the, I don't know, you might know about it, but the people who was like making the wine, you know, they put like, now we put on barrels. So we got all the barrels we have to put on it. But on that time, that the Jesus time, like they were using something they call like wine skins. There was something made for like the skin on the some animals. And they were like the way make like a strong, they make like a, and we put a new wine. When you put the things on it, it said that you, the use of the inside to build the wine. You know, when you start like doing something inside, you start getting like some pressure on it. And if the wineskin is like it's too old, it's gonna break out, it's gonna explode because it's not too strong to keep the new wine. That's why, like in the Bible, saying like the wine we spill it and the wineskin are wrong, but whether we put new wine into new wineskins, and both are preserved. And that's the main point of this. You know, when we do a fasting, we need to do it to only for God. We need to do it like to keep it strong. We need to keep like to keep strong our faith, to grow our faith, to go to a new level of faith. And like we only do it to God. And God's the one who gives you the strength. And that's why we need to be focused on. We need to try to be able to be transformed. You know, because the anointing of God will not be put on us. But we keep, you know, in the old way. We keep, like, doing the old things we were doing before. Kind of like, you know, doing bad things. Like, there are no allowing. Or God is not happy to with it, you know, for us. So we will not be not able to preserve that anointing. And we talk about wine, the Bible, talk about anointing, talk about, like, the presence of God. So we need to be transform into new person. We need to transform into new new childs, you know, to be able to receive what God, you know, has for us. He's talking about like his presence. We talk about his anointing. We talking about like our call for the ministry. You know, we need to understand we are called to the, you know, to the kingdom of God with a specific thing. We are not called just to be part of it. We are called to the kingdom to work, you know, on the kingdom. Not used to be someone who's washing up, just sit down like I'm washing everybody else. No, we are called to do our work on it. That's why we got gift. That's why we got talents. That's why God has given like a lot of things to us. Given like, you know, a specific things of knowledge we, you know, God gave us. But it's not for us. It's not for like to feel happy about what we get. Is to put it back to the work of the kingdom. So that's why, like, Jesus was, you know, questioning about fasting. Because other people, they were doing it because it was kind of like something they doing. That's something normal. That's something natural. But we need to remember, like, when we do something for God, we might be doing something natural, but we go to a new level, they're going to receive something extraordinary, overnatural. And that's the main point of all this. We need to be able to be transformed and to be able to keep, to go from like an old wineskin into new wineskin to be able to preserve the wine that God is putting on us. So that's the message for today. And I have been blessed to you as to share this video. And that's the case. And see you next time with a new live streaming. God bless you and have a wonderful day. Bye.